We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday, February 8th edition of the Bart Winkler Show, coming to you on Apple and Google and Spotify, if they feel like it. Oh, man. Spotify delayed me on Tuesday for like hours at a time, and I felt helpless. I don't know. I don't even know how I got on Spotify. The Blue Wire people did it for me, so I didn't know. I didn't know what to do, but here we are. Hopefully you found whatever. It's not like my livelihood depends on it or anything. Spotify. Grant Bills is here for a little bit. We got a loaded show. We just got a loaded show today.
Wall to wall.
Well, I mean, it's wall to wall coverage. It's we do have Solomon Wilcots from Radio Row. You thought I was joking about that?
I thought it was a hilarious bit that you just for 2 weeks were going to hype up Solomon Wilcots and then just never have him on. It's great. I like him. But I just thought it was hilarious that I thought it was a bit. It's good either way.
No. Talk to him coming up from Radio Row, man.
Good. Not a bit. Okay. That's a good get. Good. I'm glad.
But we are for real promoting, along with the products that I promote, we're promoting one of his products. It's called Macy.
Okay.
It is a M-A-C-I.
Okay.
It's like a thing where you replace your own knee cartilage with your own cells.
Oh, you were talking about that a couple days ago. Also, I thought you were joking.
That's all real.
Okay. Okay.
So Solomon, yeah, I agree with you. This is going to be a wild Super Bowl, but let's say one of these guys gets banged up in the knee. Is there any good products they should use? Or
a lot of people in the Winklerverse might be looking for not a knee replacement traditionally. Maybe they're looking to go a different route, and maybe this is what they need.
So Solomon, your passion is football, second to only this Macy product. I love Michael your Super Bowl video, by the way.
Oh yeah, I remember that the other day. I don't think I'm going to make a new one. I think I'm just going to share that one every year.
The Radio Row. Do you ever have Radio Row FOMO?
Of course. Everyone would want to be there.
Well, everyone's there. But then I would go to – I never went to Radio Row, and it doesn't seem like I ever will now. But it just seems – it seemed like I'd be like, you know, I'm looking at people. But it would make me feel even – not being at Radio Row makes me feel inconsequential in the radio world, but being there and nobody knowing me would make me feel worse.
I think it's mostly for the hosts. I was reading Barrett put something up, this
exquisite piece.
Yeah, exquisite piece.
Do you pay $39.99 a month to be a gold member?
Do they actually have a subscription service?
Yeah, it's $15 a month.
I was trying to convince Ben Kenny to pony up and go to his summit with me so we could go see Cowherd in person. He didn't want to do it, which I get. We looked at prices, and I looked at prices. It was never really in the works, but it looked all fun. Right. No, I think it's more for the host. But we're Midwestern, so I would go to Radio Row and think, I'm going to make connections. I'm going to go introduce myself to people. I'm going to push the issue. And then I'd shy away from everyone because I don't want to bother anyone. So I don't know if me being at Radio Row, just because of the way that I'm wired, I don't know if I'd get much out of it. But of course, I wish I was there. But I'm not there, so it sucks, and it's the worst.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't care. I'm going to have the next best thing, which is Solomon Wilcots live from Radio Row coming up on this podcast. From a content standpoint, should I re-air? It's not even re-airing, but I did an interview with a Jets guy on CBS about Rodgers. Also with you. Thank you for that.
It was fun. I didn't realize how many people you moved the meter on CBS Sports Radio. Cause like when you said, oh, Grant Bill's coming up in a bit, I got like a bunch of DMs from people I know and listen to my show, but they were people who on a Saturday afternoon had tuned in to listen to you, which I thought was cool.
Wow. Good stuff. When I was on TV, Twitter was as nice to me as they've been since I got fired.
It was a nice moment. It was a good Saturday for you. You had fun with Dario. I thought you guys were enemies. I missed the part where you guys became friends again, but then you gave us the backstory. So now I feel like I'm caught up.
Infrastructure week.
It's been a good week so far.
So should I interview? Should I? Because I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then coming up, I'm talking to Solomon Wilcots. For real. And
I then still only half believe you.
And then I was going to tack on, well, I guess you have to listen to find out. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to tack on this interview I did with the Jets guy. And I don't like mind airing, hey, I did this on CBS, so here's on my podcast. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I just almost feel like the Jets aren't relevant right now because it does seem, let me pull up the DraftKings odds for Rodgers' next team.
Minus 450 if you're looking for Huber's piece. I got it open.
But this is so, this isn't like, sometimes they do this like, yeah, and I pulled up the DraftKings odds. So sometimes they, so I'm better than you, but sometimes they do this like, if he doesn't play, his next snap will be there, right?
Yeah.
This straight bet is for which NFL team will Rodgers take his next snap? Raiders are minus 450, which is like 80% chance.
Implied probability. Yep.
I think I will air the Jets thing because they're plus 350. And then the Packers are plus 600. Then Buccaneers, Commanders, Titans, they're all like roughly the same odds. But the Packers are like, the Packers are, if you think Rodgers is going to be a Packer, you put $10 down, you're going to get 60. Like, these are, this is kind of wild. And so we always say, well, does Vegas know something we don't? And I think a lot of this is reactionary to Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers flirting with Raiders fans so much, which I like don't want to be super serious about, but it does piss me off.
Well, I want to talk about that in a sec. We can talk about the odds, like the implied probability of 81%. I would love to talk to someone who knows betting really well about this, because in the state of Wisconsin, we're not very sports betting literate, because in this state, it's still like 1849 or whatever. We're way behind on all these things. So that's why Bill Huber like writes something for Sports Illustrated explaining odds, and we all have to read it because we don't know, because sports betting is illegal. I'd like to talk about a betting person and have them explain, like, do books just run this because they know that people are going to bet money for fun on this and there's no football on this weekend, so they're looking to lay money? Like, how serious are these odds? Like, what are the limits? Like, and is it just based on the week? Like, Devontae Adams said something, so let's shift the odds and get some action, and it's easy money for the books. Like,
well, I wouldn't understand this because you're putting the Packers at plus 600,
mm-hmm.
which means if all the Packer Nation thinks, oh, he's going to be a Packer, no question, they're going to lose a lot of money. Because if we all think, well, he's probably still going to be a Packer, plus 600 odds is not – like, they're going to lose a lot of money on that. So they either must be getting a ton of money coming in on the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to, like, not pay as much, or not getting enough on the Packer. Like, I'm – the fact that the Raiders are in the lead is kind of mind-boggling. I just think plus 600 is so much.
Well, it's just
and the Jets are ahead of that. So I will air the Jets guy. Because I do want you guys to hear that the Jets guy thinks that Rodgers will go for a day two pick this year and then a third round pick next year, maybe second if they do better. Bro, the Jets, and I would have criticized him more if I was listening to him while he was on. I kind of had him on just to take a mental break on a 5-hour shift, but I listened back before I put it on this podcast. I did listen back to it. But now you're going to have a bidding war. So, because Brady retired.
Yeah, I just Carson Wentz went for more than that. Like, we always say, well, this guy can't get traded. This is not going to be a market for this guy. His contract sucks. Or like with the Broncos, no one's going to want that job. Sean Payton's coaching the Broncos now. So we love to tell ourselves that there's not going to be a market and no one's going to want to trade for the Kyrie Irving just got moved to a team that's like very much serious. So I don't know. We love to downplay everything and then, you know, shit happens, obviously. Like, they're not trading him for less than a first. I think a lot of Packers fans think, well, you get two ones and you get Max Crosby and Darren Waller. You're not getting that, right? But you're not getting a second and a fourth. There's a reasonable middle ground here. I know that's kind of the boring answer, but
I'm texting Horvat right now. If he responds, I'll let you know. I said plus 600 for Rodgers' next snap to be with the Packers. He gone. I mean, minus 450 for the Raiders. So one of the reasons, I think, for the movement is what Horvath tweeted. He just texted me back. Yep, you guys drove him away. Sad face emoji.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, so Devontae is like, I don't – one of the things about Devontae is I always said he's like the most secretive diva in the league.
Yeah.
Nobody realizes that he is, but he is. Mm-hmm. He just has think, dude, I tore my groin, had to get a shot of Tortorella to go to work. What? That's some Horvath, dude.
Horvath did?
Yeah.
What did he tear his groin doing?
I don't know. But now he's sending me a picture of him getting a shot in his ass. Now it's going to be sloppy because I'm going to have him on the show later this week to talk Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I already taped that last week.
Oh.
Because he's at Radio Row.
Don't lines move and stuff?
Yeah, but we figured nothing would happen. And now all of a sudden, Rodgers is plus 600 to be with the Packers.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Devontae obviously like wanted to be traded, and then he was, and the Packers were like, fine, that I still weird. But he goes and plays with his best friend, Derek Carr. And all we hear about is how great Derek Carr is and, you know, one Hall of Famer to another and all this stuff. And then Twitter bullied him into walking that back. Then Derek Carr leaves the team. We don't really hear much from Devontae. Derek Carr comes back to the Pro Bowl. I didn't see those two in any shots together. Unless I missed it. I mean, I didn't really watch it. But
if you didn't see it, no one saw it.
Was Carr thrown to Devontae at all? Did they talk?
I didn't watch. I don't know. I watch clips on Twitter. You watch the Pro Bowl. You're the guy.
Not this. And now he's like flirting with Rodgers. And Rodgers is like, I mean, Rodgers is, he's a Packer. He's under contract. And everyone's, hey, Raiders, come here. And he's like, oh, stop it. But what'd you say? And it's like really annoying. And I'm kind of, you know, this Devontae thing is he's annoying me. Oh, I'm all team first troll. Screw you. If you're a troll, you don't get to say you're a troll. Then that means you're not a troll anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't either got to be a troll and commit or not do it. And so now he's going to go to Vegas and get Rodgers with him. This sucks.
Also, and I like Devontae Adams. I think he's the best wide receiver of football. I loved him when he was my favorite Packer when he was here. But you made a massive mistake in going to the Vegas Raiders to play with your guy Carr and then Jared Stidham. And now you're just hoping that they get anybody competent, right? Like that is a mistake. That is an L. You don't get to hide behind that now by being
and
a troll.
And he said he didn't want to play. He basically said he didn't want to play with Jordan Love.
Yeah. You don't get to hide behind this move that you made. You demanded this trade 11 months later. It was early March. I looked it up today. You don't get to be, well, of course, that's my guy, Rodgers. I'm going to get him out here. No. We're going to remember this for how it happened. You ran out on the Packers, which is fine. You wanted to go play with your guy, Derek Carr, and it went horribly. Like, it's been a disaster. The Raiders might just cut him. They might trade him for a 7th-round pick to allow Carr to save face. Like, that's where it's gotten. And I'm trying to think of other similar situations where a player has like loudly gotten what he wanted going to a team and it's gone poorly. And we always kill those guys. Like when Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn to pair up with Kyrie, we gave him flack for it. We said, it's a dumb decision. You're making a bad business decision. He's a bad business partner. And we've been critical of Kevin Durant ever since, even though Kevin Durant's been a good soldier, right? He's played really well and he hasn't badmouthed teammates or the organization for the most part. Right. And we killed KD for that. I'm trying to think of other examples and, you know, maybe I'll come up with some, but he just deserves to be criticized for this. We can't like, oh, Adam's cracking jokes at the Pro Bowl. Like, no, I'm not letting
it's
him.
Not funny. It's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not funny.
He's trying to get Rodgers, which is, I don't want Rodgers to be our quarterback anymore.
Okay.
But I want him to be miserable as he made me the last 12 years. Well, I don't want him to go be with his friend, Devontae.
Well, if they do, they're going to go 8-9. Like that.
I want him to go to New York where they're going to be like, is Garrett Wilson not getting the hand signals from Rodgers? Not, oh, Rodgers and Devontae, it's just like riding a bike. 1, 2, 3. Tired of it.
I will say something I was thinking about when I was watching all those clips from Pebble, which also the golf community is holding his feet to the fire, but more people need to hold the feet to his fire about his handicap at the Pebble Beach Pro. That's because the handicap's public. You can go find his one from Green Bay Country Club and from the match with Josh Allen, all this shit. But where was I going with this? Oh, I was thinking about while I was watching Pebble this weekend, Rodgers is very much treating this offseason kind of like he's treated the last two, and that he's being courted. He's saying, well, I got all these fans telling me where I should go and this and that. And he's very much kind of enjoying, you know, I think you made the comparison. He's like someone who's in a relationship, but kind of acting like he's single because he's under contract with the Packers. I do wonder if Rodgers is a little naive to going to another team and having it go poorly, because it's not going to be easy and fun. If he goes to Oakland or Vegas and they suck, it's not going to be, he's going to get criticized a ton. Right? Or the Jets or some of these other teams. If he comes back to Green Bay and they go 8-9, we'll thank him for all the memories, right? Because that's what the home fans do. That's what Packers fans will do for their guys.
Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so great.
He's not getting that elsewhere. You,
but sweeter.
So I wonder if he goes to Vegas and they suck and the Raiders had to move mountains to get him and do all these things. I don't know if he's considered that. I don't know if he's thought about what that reality would be like. I know they always say the grass is always greener somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know that it would be for him.
No, Rodgers, here's what Rodgers is. He's a 65-year-old guy who goes to the gym based on which scenery is the best.
Okay.
And then he's always talking about, my bitch wife. But he goes home and he hugs her every night. And the moment she dies, he will die like 3 minutes after because his heart will – he will die of heartbreak. On the surface, it's like, my wife. Oh, geez, the old ball and chain. No, Green Bay is his life. Green Bay is his love. And he's just – I don't know what he's doing.
Also,
I don't think Rodgers wants to leave.
I saw Devontae Adams, you know, the other day.
And he knows they want to trade him, so he's trying to get out in front of it, that bastard. He does what I do. Hey, I'm going to rip on my fatness. I'm going to rip on the bags under my eyes. I'm going to rip on all the things that make me a shitty person. Because then when you rip on me for it, it won't hurt me. But guess what, Grant? Guess what?
What's that?
It still hurts me.
Is it the same with the basement? You lean into the basement thing so the basement comments don't hurt as much?
No, that's fucking ridiculous. So what if I'm in my basement? Who fucking cares?
I wish I had a basement. I just live in an apartment. I'd kill to go downstairs to my basement if I had one. It's where you go to get away from your bitch wife. That's what basements are for.
So I coaxed you into this. I'm also coaxing you into special announcement. The Bart Winkler Show NBA Trade Deadline Special.
Make a graphic. I don't care how you do it. You need to make a graphic.
A trade deadline show at 1:45 Central Time to 2:15 Central Time on Thursday.
Okay. I'm in. I won't be able to prep a show on Thursday anyways, because I'm just going to sit here and wait for stuff to happen. Because if you try to prep a 4 o'clock show with a 3 o'clock deadline, most likely it's going to age poorly or you're going to have to change it or edit it.
So Thursday's your NBA lounge segment?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you need time to kill, I can come on Thursday.
Last Thursday, we didn't do directly LeBron versus MJ, but I got so sick of the Rodgers talk. I'm like, we need to do something we've never done. Let's just talk about LeBron for the first 15 minutes and the scoring record. And that was the NBA Lounge. And then I just dropped very sneakily at the end of my segment before I took a break. And I think LeBron's better than MJ. And then the old heads just called for a half hour. And it was so fun.
Oh, I decided on my CBS shift that that MJ's better. I finally decided it.
Why? We don't need to do this.
No, I'll give you my take.
Okay.
Because MJ must have been like the greatest player ever. Because if LeBron was an owner and he ran the Hornets the way that MJ has the last 12 years,
sure,
he would get shit on at every turn. MJ gets such a pass. They've won 3 playoff games total since he took over. And they keep drafting guys that suck. He drafted Frank the Tank, for Christ's sake.
And their guys keep ending up in, I'll say this delicately, like Miles Bridges or James Bouknight, who I really like, but he's got like 3 instances now where he's been arrested for being passed out drunk in his car with a lot of guns. Like, it's just not a solid, sturdy organization. They're just not buttoned up down there. So I'm with you. The ownership.
Well, but then that's why they drafted good old boy Frank Kaminsky. Illinois, pride of Illinois.
You haven't done the Greg Gard stuff at all on your show. Speaking of Frank Kaminsky,
what am I going to say?
I think your audience is, you're doing UWM. I liked the UWM talk on your Tuesday morning show. I thought it was really good. I didn't see the game. I saw the buzzer beater or the end of the game against Green Bay. It doesn't really matter,
though. Yeah, some people are saying I need to talk more Marquette, but like, I'm not into Marquette.
I'm not either. Why would we be into Marquette? I saw the game had a Marquette guy on one of your competing shows. So they're digging deep. But you have Solomon Wilcots, so you're countering.
Yeah, I got Solomon.
That's right.
I got Solomon Wilcots.
Also, I just texted you. This is gonna be the last thing. I just texted you when I think we need to give someone more love or rip someone more. I texted you, and this is how I ended up here, because I think we need to rip Davante Adams more. We need to give Marcus Johnson more love. Speaking of Milwaukee, he's great. And I was watching the Portland game on Monday night, and I'm like, you know what? I like Marcus Johnson a lot, and I know that I do. I don't say it enough. We don't talk about it enough, because he adds some fun, some spunk, and he's got good stories. He's got good history. He does a little bit of everything. And we never talk about that, and I think we should.
And he elevates those around him.
Absolutely, 100%. He adds so much to the broadcast, and I know what you're saying. I think everyone else does too.
Grant Bills.
Thanks, Bart. Talk
leading,
to you
a lead in. So, if this is like a late night show, do you want to sit on the couch while I bring in Solomon on the chair?
No, does that make Tim your who's the Andy Graham? Not Andy Grammer. He's
Ed McMahon.
No, the guy who sits next to
Andy Richter.
Andy Richter. Yeah, Andy Richter. Tim
Chase.
Yeah, Tim
is Andy Richter. Richter. That's perfect.
Is it Arrested Development where there's a bunch of Richters? Or what show is that?
That was a show. He referenced that on Arrested, but that was a real show called Quintuplets or something, where Andy played 5 different versions of himself.
Tim Shea is a perfect Andy Richter. Oh,
yeah.
He can sit on the couch next to Solomon Wilcots. I'll step out and let you get to this. Again, I thought this was a joke. I'm just tickled that you have him on. This is going to be great.
Coming up next. Quick word from Happy Place Hemp, and then Solomon Wilcots. No lie.
I want them gummy squares. I want them gummy squares. I want some sleepy sleepy with no more anxiety. I need them gummy squares. I need them gummy squares. I need my wife to find her happy place really soon. We have Delta 8 CBD and new Delta 9s. Go to happyplacehemp.com.
Quick tab out, everybody. I'm here at Happy Place Hemp, College Court in Muskego. And I look out the window. There's Maddie's, just like I say. It's right there. All right, so I'm with Chris. Delta 8s, Delta 9s, THCO. I talk about the 3 a lot. What are actually the differences in those 3 gummies?
So the main difference is going to be strength. Delta 9 THC is the naturally occurring THC in the plant. That's, if anybody refers to THC, they're more often referring to Delta 9. But because of that, it's highly regulated. I can only put so much into the gummy. So the Delta 9 gummy has 9 milligrams of Delta 9 THC, which is plenty. Because if you go to Illinois, the most they're going to probably give you is 10 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
So it's still plenty potent. But the Delta 8 and the THCO don't have any regulations. So I can put as much in there as we want. We found 25 milligrams to be a really good experience. So we kind of settled there. So Delta 8 and THCO both have 25 milligrams. But the THCO is going to be absorbed quicker and more efficiently than the Delta 8 or Delta 9 is. So instead of like an hour for the effects to start to feel, before you start to feel the effects, it's about 20 minutes.
Because for a while I thought 8 had less than 9.
No, 8's lower than 9 number-wise, but it's...
Yeah, because then I was taking 8s, and then the night I remember, I might have talked about this once, is I was laying in my bed talking to my wife, and I was just like, we are just laying here. I can't even describe it, but I knew good. It was working.
You felt good.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I can't describe it, but that's why I liked it. And then after that, I was right to sleep.
Yeah, they'll relax you, and you should get a good night's sleep on all the gummies that we make.
Check them out, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off your order. You come by here as well, you can say BART, Bart Winkler Show, the Toby Altizer Experience, the Tim Shea Bonanza, whatever. If you get close enough, 25% off your orders, happyplacehemp.com.
All right, and we're going to go to Radio Row, where I've never had the honor or pleasure to be, but now in 2023, virtually, I can be there. And I see old friend Solomon Wilcots down at Radio Row. He's with his broadcast partner, Adam, who's played professionally overseas football in Spain. We'll talk what they're doing in just a second. I'm not going to waste any time here, Solomon. You've been covering the league for a long time, and you've seen guys come and go. And, you know, it's hard for a guy to stay in one spot forever. Eventually, you know, Peyton Manning goes to the Broncos and Tom Brady and Brett Favre and now Aaron Rodgers. And the Vegas odds have Packer fans scratching their heads a little bit, because I thought it was like maybe a 50-50 thing. He stays, he goes, whatever. It's now minus 450 that he's a Raider next year. Like, not like if not a Packer, but that he could be a Raider. How do you see this playing out? What should the Packers be asking for? Can they maybe get into a bidding war with some teams now that the GOAT is retired? We've got a long off season, I think, of Rodgers talk. How's this going to end?
I think the breadcrumbs that have been dropped from ESPN's Adam Schefter, who's been covering the story on the daily, right? It's almost, Bart, like he's massaging the Green Bay Packer fan base for the inevitable, you know, yeah. So that there's not a shock to the system when this finally happens. And one has to sit and wonder if Davante Adams didn't have some kind of inkling. We were kind of surprised when he left Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And now when you consider that maybe this deal wasn't meant to be a long-term one, that Davante Adams decided to leave knowing that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to be there into perpetuity. And so I think this is closer to happening than not. Because I tend to believe that when Adam Schefter tells you something, you better believe it.
This is interesting, too, because just like with Favre, the Packers did not want to give Rodgers to an NFC team. And so, okay, if Rodgers goes to an AFC team, let's say it's the Jets or the Raiders seem to be the two that are most likely. The Raiders almost seem more likely, as you just mentioned. But if you put Rodgers in the AFC West – and even, you know, with Devontae, so they could reunite. We know how good they are together. But the AFC, I mean, you're close to the Bengals. You've covered them. You know how good that they are and continue to be. The Bills, people are like, oh, their window's closing. I don't think so. I think they're still very good. The AFC West still has Justin Herbert in it as well and whatever Sean Payton can do. I mean, I think that, like, it's been hard for the Packers to get back. They haven't to a Super Bowl since 2010 in the NFC. Now Rodgers is supposed to get to a Super Bowl in the AFC? I'm not sure I see that happening.
Yeah, it's a crowded race in the AFC, right? But if you're the Green Bay Packers, you don't want to bump up against Aaron Rodgers playing for the 49ers or maybe for one of the other NFC clubs if you should indeed have to play them and they become an impediment to you getting to the Super Bowl. So they're happy, just like what they did with Brett Favre, send them to the AFC. And even my broadcast partner, Adam, knows that. Remember when they sent Brett Favre to the New York Jets, and now Aaron Rodgers could be going there too. What do you think?
Yeah, let's hope history is going to repeat itself, except maybe get a little more longevity if that happens.
Is this we got a Jets fan here?
Yeah,
yes.
So those odds aren't looking too great for myself, but you know that's a day to day thing right now.
Okay, well, but Adam has played quarterback, so maybe there's an opening for you in Green Bay. Or God, I don't know how long you've been out of the game, but the Jets desperately need somebody. Tell us about your journey and what you guys are doing on Radio Row here this year.
Yeah, so I'm here on behalf of Varicel through the Macy Ambassador Program. I actually injured my knee playing football over in Spain. I was a quarterback, but had an ACL tear, and then rehabbed it, went back. Actually had another knee injury. Turned out being a bit more serious than I originally thought, because originally thought it was just meniscus. Came back over to the States because it was right in the middle of COVID. So season shut down, took a while to get back. And then once I finally got the full picture from my doctor, he had kind of told me that I had, you know, some cartilage damage and I might need this procedure, which, you know, I didn't really know about the time. So I went in, got the biopsy where they, you know, essentially grow your own cells to put back in and then mature into, you know, healthy cartilage. Which I ended up getting in November of 2020. And so, yeah, just over, you know, 2 years out, and now I'm really back doing to everything that I love doing, you know, living that active lifestyle. Can't play anymore, unfortunately, but that's something that, you know, I'm okay with at this point.
But can you imagine, Bart, this incredible innovative science where they perform a biopsy, they take a piece of your healthy cartilage, your healthy tissue, they grow it on a collagen membrane, and then once it grows, they can go back in and reinsert it. It adheres to the healthy tissue as well as to the bone. They literally can grow you cartilage, and there's never been a procedure like this before. It's FDA approved. Your insurance covers it. And for your listeners, anybody want to find out if you have a doctor in your area and you have cartilage damage, just go to the website, www.maci.com, MACI.com, but it's incredible technology that allows old players like Adam and I to get back out there and have fun again.
Yeah, the advancements in technology have been crazy. Not too long ago, they probably would just cut your leg off and you'd be in trouble. One more for Adam. So you played in Spain. The NFL is always like flirting with the idea of playing professionally in Europe. How are Spaniards with the game? Because eventually we're gonna see a division in Europe.
Yeah.
Are they NFL crazy in Spain or not quite as much?
Definitely. And I could just speak to, you know, my teammates who, it's funny how they become fans of certain teams, because where for us it's usually kind of just where we grow up, or, you know, our parents are a fan of a certain team. But for them, they really just attach to a certain player. Where, I mean, I can just speak to, you know, my teammates who are, I have Chiefs fans, Ravens fans, Rams, Giants. It really is all over the place. So it's a kind of unique and different perspective in terms of their fan base. And they're definitely starved for NFL football. You know, they're crazy about it.
Well, one team that I would imagine that's becoming more popular is the Chiefs, as they 5 straight AFC championship games. Now their 3rd Super Bowl in 5 years. I'm having a hard time, Solomon, getting a read on this game. I'm kind of leaning Eagles. I don't know why. I think it could go, like, I feel like it's a 27-24 sort of game. These are two good teams, 2 stars on each side of the ball defensively. Mm-hmm. The running games, they, you know, they spin a wheel, see who gets hot. Both have good tight ends, obviously Kelsey. And then the quarterbacks are very good. So it's almost like they're playing each other, and I can't figure out who is the best bet here.
Yeah, it's like a heavyweight fight, right? And in boxing, we always say styles make fights. You tell me what style of fight it's going to be, I'll tell you who's going to win. If it's a slow, drudgery, physical battle where the running game is going to dictate the outcome, I think you say the Eagles are going to win that game. If it's a high-flying, throwing the ball all over the park, high-scoring kind of deal, that favors the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. So I think we all know if the Eagles can run the ball and dominate the line of scrimmage, their chances of winning are go up sky high. But if the Chiefs defense can really force them to play, kind of left-handed and force them to have to throw it in order to move the ball down the field, and I think that style of play would favor the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, it's just hard because I think of the Eagles where when they played the Packers this year, I think Jalen had 100-plus yards in the first quarter the football. And then when you do that, it opens up everybody else. So they ran all over Green Bay. You know, Mahomes didn't have to run in the AFC Championship game until he finally had to, and it paid off for him. But I thought Pacheco's been running harder. They're getting Edwards-Helaire back, however much they run him. And then just when I want to lean like, all right, maybe the Eagles. Well, Travis Kelce might be the biggest factor in this whole game. So I think that they have the offensive stars, but on the defensive side of the ball, Chris Jones on one side, Reddick on the other. Do we see would you be more inclined for a lower scoring game, like a heavyweight fight, like you're saying? Because they got the offenses, but they've got, I'm very excited for the game. It's really hard to try to figure out who's going to win this one.
Look, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, think about that relationship. And think about what Andy Reid has been in this league. His fingerprints are both over both organizations, right? Helped to build the Eagles in terms of the foundation of what they represent. And then, obviously, his 10 years with the Chiefs, we know what he's built there. The guy is so good when he has 2 weeks to prepare for a game that I just find it hard to believe they're going to keep the Kansas City Chiefs below their average. And they're averaging 29 points a game. I just find that hard to believe. But look, this is a defense that has hit, hurried, and harassed quarterbacks at a rate that we haven't seen in our league since the 85 Bears, right? In terms of the number of sacks and quarterback pressure. And then with Patrick Mahomes being less than 100% with a high ankle sprain, that's why it's so hard to predict, Bart. It's so hard to predict what kind of game we're going to get. But if you see Patrick Mahomes getting into rhythm early in the game, watch out. Because if he gets hot early, he doesn't tend to cool off.
Lots to talk about with this game. Let's talk about me instead. I've never been to Radio Row. What am I missing? Like, does it get repetitive after all these years, or is it still? I watch it on TV, and I have FOMO.
You see everybody here on Radio Row. All your A-listers, all of the media personalities. Many of the coaches who are coming through, we went out for lunch just yesterday. We cried across the street. Brian Daboll, he's having a cigar, right? He having his lunch. He put a cigar in the potted plant, came back to get it. It was waiting there for him. And he's the best guy in terms of just a guy's guy coming over and hanging out, talking to everyone. He and his lovely wife, they were shaking hands with everyone who wanted to meet him. And as the week progresses, the star quality goes up, and that's why Adam and I have to leave by Friday.
I'm a name drop here, but I worked at a station with Leroy Butler for a long time. And so when he went to the Hall of Fame this year, our station went down there, and just like Jerry Jones and Jerry Rice were having a 10-minute conversation in the lobby we're in, and I pull up my phone. I'm like trying to get a picture. I'm like, this is insane. It's cool to be around, superstars and everything, but I think it's a cool thing when you get to see all the football guys together. So
see, when they come around, Adam is cool. He doesn't pull out his phone. He just stands there, and they start asking, who is that, Solomon? Who is he? Who are you hanging out with? They want to know who he is, see?
Yeah.
Because he knows how to be – he's like one of the guys. He knows how to hang out. So that's what you got to do, Bart. Hang out. You start pulling out the camera phone, they all run away.
I wanted to tell Jerry Jones I'm a fellow NFL owner for the Packers, so I thought we could talk some shop. But
there you go. He would have been saying, really, "Who is that Bart guy?"
Right? Yeah. didn't get to do that, guys. Thanks for bringing me to Radio Row for a few minutes, Adam. Great to hear that things are going well for you, Solomon. Great to catch up as always, and enjoy the festivities for as long as you're there, and enjoy the game, guys.
Bart, thank you for having us both on and giving us an opportunity to share the innovative treatment of Macy. Go to the website at Macy.com to find out what's happening and how you can repair your cartilage damage, because you do not have to suffer from it. It's So thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Bart.
How about that? Bart Winkler getting down to Radio Row. Videos with Grant and Solomon, also on YouTube. You can check those out. And all this cartilage talk has me thinking about wanting to eat some cartilage, some meat off the bone. OmahaSteaks.com. Clearly what I'm saying. OmahaSteaks.com. Hey, they got a promo code, and it's Bart. Can you keep all that? Can you keep track of everything? HappyPlaceHemp.com. Macy.com. Soon I'll have a .com. OmahaSteaks.com. But I'm saving you money, so I think that's good. I don't know if Macy has a promo code. Or Macy's. Don't confuse the two. So we had, I'm taping this Tuesday afternoon, which is important for context coming up. But I'm taping this Tuesday afternoon, and we're going to have the chicken breast tonight with Omaha Steaks. Got the package with the Jumbo Franks we had on Sunday. Going to have the chicken breast tonight. We thought about going shopping. We're like, we don't have any food in the house. And then we opened the fridge, and we're like, oh, yeah, we got all this meat. Get the apple tartlets. Maybe that'll be a nice dessert. Although I don't want to give those. Those are hits with the kids. Kid won't eat anything green, but he'll eat the apple tartlets, the thing that mommy daddy like the best. So they have these packages at Omaha Steaks that they put together for you, and you can save a ton of money that way. And then you use the promo code at checkout. So they already have deals. And then when you get to checkout, then you price enter Bart at checkout, and $30 gets knocked off your order. So it's a great way to stock up, whether you're going to eat them all in 2 weeks like we're trying to do, or space them out. You know, they're in your freezer. They last a long time. They've got the Love at First Bite sale, which you want to take advantage of at OmahaSteaks.com. Again, OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is Bart at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code is Bart. And if you do indulge yourself, send me a tweet. Let me know. And I'll tag you. And then you'll get a like from Omaha Steaks. And we can all feel good about each other, right? OmahaSteaks.com. Code is Bart. $30 off. Okay, so tomorrow's show, I'll have a conversation with Horvat where we talk Super Bowl and we talk some props that he likes. Nothing changed from that end. You know, I didn't want to bug him because he'd be at Radio Row, and then I eventually talked to someone from Radio Row. But, you know, Horvat, I got to be careful how much juice I'm squeezing out of these guys. Like Grant, he agreed to do the trade deadline show with me on Thursday, and then I'm like, actually, can you just come on now? Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. A little give and take. But I did offer to come on a show Thursday, and I think he pretended not to hear that. But either way, I know he's listening now, so I'll come on. But you don't have to have me. Just promote my pod. Can I sell commercials? Do you have promo inventory, Grant, at WKTY that I could just make a promo and you could drop as like a station promo? Or would that be disallowed? I might actually, now that I got access back in the building at the fan, I might do that. I might take one of the carts where a promo is running, where it's like, hey, it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Listen to Green and Curtin Long. And I'll just delete it and put in my promo for my pod. I think that's the least Odyssey can do. Right? Although they've done a lot. They gave me a job again and got paid a little bit. All right. What was I saying? Oh, it's Tuesday afternoon. That's important because I, as of this recording, am not sure what LeBron's deal is. So he needs 36 points to break the scoring record. The market seems to think it's happening against the Bucks. Tickets for that game are very expensive. More expensive, that's Thursday night, more expensive than they are against the Thunder. The Thunder's the Tuesday night game. So I recorded this in the day. I'm not going to stay up, and I'm not going to re-edit. I guess a one drawback of doing a podcast. I can't break down LeBron for you at 6 in the morning. But either way, he will have played and broken the scoring record. He will have played and not broke the scoring record. He will have not played and not broke the scoring record. So one of those things are going to be true. It's possible he could play and break it against the Bucks, which I think there's some people that want to see it happen, some people that don't. I don't. I don't. I'd love to see him need 36 and then Giannis shut him down. I'd rather he just broke it tonight or on Tuesday because I don't want to see the whole thing. So here's the voicemail I got from Hot Take Jake. 402-915-BART. I think this is relevant either way, whether he broke it or not. So here is a Hot Take Jake. Voicemail is brought to you by Carl's Place. CarlofET.com. CarlofET.com/Bart. Check out the golf simulators that they have there. They've got some. You can just say click, cart, buy, or you can customize them. That seems to be the popular option and get the right thing into your home or garage or wherever. Here's Hot Take Jake.
Good morning, Bart. It's Tuesday, man. I feel bad that I couldn't hop on the StreamYard last night. That was a little bit past Hot Take Jake's bedtime there. But the Bucks got another win, which is great. We're up to 8 in a row. The more and more I think about it, I'm kind of ready to just sit on this team and, again, to maybe get something for Nwora and, you know, Ibaka. Cool. If not, you just cut Ibaka. And if you need to, you cut Jordan to make room for some of these buyout guys and just stick with what's working because these guys look so loose and free and happy. Just stay the course. Let other teams panic. But I wanted to call because I'm really dreading this game against the Lakers on Thursday. Not because I'm scared the Bucks are going to lose. You know, maybe they could. Whatever. It's another regular season game. But, man, I don't want LeBron to break the record for career scoring against us. And not because I take some point of pride with that. But just because I don't want the game. It's already on the West Coast. They're going to stop the game for 40 minutes so LeBron can pretend to cry about how much it means to him and blah, 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 even though he's not really a Laker and no true Lakers fan believe it. I think it'd be much better for LeBron to break the record on the road because, let's be honest, the guy's always thinking about the next destination, so that's way more appropriate. So my hope is that, like, Drew and Giannis are just locked on this guy the entire night and just, like, if he's going to do it, make him, like, they have to go through it to do it. You know what I mean? Give him some fits here. And frustrate the hell out of them. But that's all I got, man. Keep up the great work. Love you, Barty.
Love you, too. Hot Take Jake. Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is. But we will be live twice on Thursday, 1:45 to 2:15 Central, for the Bart Winkler Show Trade Deadline Special. And we will also be live after Bucks Lakers. You can check out the YouTube page at Bart Winkler Show. On YouTube, youtube.com/@Bart Winkler. A lot of dot coms, just so many dot coms. All right, I do want to, Rogers, as I'm recording, is on Pat McAfee, is downplaying his handicap gate, downplaying that he wouldn't want to share a stage with Brady and Watt. Pat McAfee, I don't even want to, I'm just tired. I hate to use like when your girlfriend comparisons, but I just don't feel like Rodgers is ours anymore. He's not. He's gone. He's flirting. You don't care. So I talked to a guy from the New York Post when I did CBS Sports Radio. And his name is typing in New York Jets beat, Brian Costello. Brian Costello. I talked to Brian Costello about if Rodgers would be a Jet. And again, he downplays what a trade would be. I'd have to disagree with that. I think first round, I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a rental, but the Mavs gave up a shitload for Kyrie. You're still getting Aaron Rodgers. Whether I think he's good anymore or not, you're not just going to give them away and get the Jets and Raiders to bid against each other. That's what you do. That's got to be what you do if you're Goody. So talk to Brian Costello, trying to figure out where Aaron Rodgers will be playing next year.
Well, the piece of the question I can't answer is what Aaron Rodgers wants, right? So I think if it's up to the Jets will go hard after him and do everything they can to get him. And I think they should. An average year of Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the best seasons a Jets quarterback has ever had, right? A Jets quarterback has not thrown 10 touchdowns in three seasons. Think about that. 10 touchdowns. It's not, I'm not saying 20, I'm not saying 30, 10. No Jets quarterback has thrown for 4,000 yards since Joe Namath. The record for touchdown passes in a season is held by Ryan Fitzpatrick. So this has not been a glorious franchise when it comes to quarterback. So even if Aaron Rodgers is on the downside and, you know, not doing what he did 5-10 years ago, I mean, he won an MVP 2 years ago, so he has that. He's still a much better option for the Jets than anything you've had in a long time. But the piece of it that I don't know and no one knows is what Aaron Rodgers and will he A, does he want to keep playing? B, does he want to play in Green Bay? And if he doesn't want to play in Green Bay, would he be amenable to coming to the Jets? You know, I think it's a sign of where the Jets have come that they're even in this conversation because a couple of years ago he'd be laughing if someone suggested Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. But they are – feels like they're a quarterback away, and I would say the offensive line needs improvement too. But their defense played very well this year, top five defense. Breece Hall, if he can come back from his injury, from his ACL, they have a good running back, Garrett Wilson, talented young wide receiver. So they have pieces. So I think they'll be attractive. I don't know Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's going to want to play in New York and everything that comes with that. You know, I'm not sure what he's going to be looking for. But I think if it's up to the Jets, they will go hard after Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that the idea – you know, there's a difference between the idea of Aaron Rodgers and what Aaron Rodgers is. There's a lot of off-field stuff. Like, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would have a hard – like, New York media is different than Green Bay media, obviously. But also, Aaron Rodgers, covering him is different than covering Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that likes to get out in front of the story. He likes to do the McAfee hit before you have a chance to put a microphone in your coach's face so that he can set the tone – for the week. So there's a lot that comes with it too. I think it's a matter of, does Rodgers think that he wants to continue to play football, as you mentioned, but also what does he want? Does he want money? Because what he did with the Packers is basically assure that he's making a lot of money. Does he want to be a quarterback that just plays in one spot, as rare as that is these days? I mean, even Peyton Manning, Tom Brady didn't get that done. Or does he want another Super Bowl? The guy has not been to one since 2010, has won four MVPs, can't find himself to get back to a Super Bowl. And if the Jets are one piece away, does it have to be Aaron Rodgers, or are they just an above-average quarterback away? Are they a Derek Carr away? Are they a Jimmy G away? Or does it have to be a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
I think Derek Carr and Jimmy G get them to the playoffs. I think Aaron Rodgers is at a different level, right? I mean, he won two MVPs in the last 3 years. So I know he didn't have a great year this year, but he was banged up. He's a different level quarterback than Derek Carr and Jimmy G. But I do think, you know, Jets won 7-10. They lost their last six games. If they had had just, you know, average quarterback play down the stretch, I think they would have made the playoffs. I think they would have won, you know, two or three more games and snuck into the playoffs. So, you know, I think Garoppolo or Carr would give them that. I'd throw Tannehill in there too. I think he'll be in the conversation if the Titans move on from him. But I think Rodgers in a different class. His upside, obviously, you know, if he's playing at his best, he's a different quarterback than Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo.
If they have to trade for a quarterback, the Jets, are they willing to give, you know, like the Broncos style deal, or what kind of package do you think it would take?
I don't see anyone that would command that. You know, I think Derek Carr is going to end up getting cut. I think he's going to be a free agent. I think the Raiders are going to be able. Everyone knows. The Raiders are moving on there. I'm not sure anyone's going to give up a trade for Carr. So I think that he'll be a free agent. Garoppolo is a free agent. Rodgers is the big trade candidate, and he's 39 years old. You know, even Russell Wilson is younger than that. And he is owed $60 million cash this season. So that's a big chunk of change that you're taking on if you're a team. So I do think the Packers aren't going to have a whole lot of leverage here if he declares he wants out. So to me, I think what you'd have to trade for Rodgers is you'd have to trade a day two pick this year, like a second round pick this year, and then a pick in 2024 that moves depending on what he does. Could, you know, if it could be a fourth round pick if he plays five games. It could be a third round pick if he plays all 17. It could be a second round pick if you make the playoffs. It could be a first round pick if you make the Super Bowl, something like that. You know, I don't know exactly the parameters, but I think that's what's going to end up getting done here. I don't think this is going to be a two first-round picks type of deal. He's older. The contract is tough. He's basically a rental player. You're hoping to get 2 years out of him max. I don't think you're going to get any more out of him than that. So I don't think the compensation in the draft is going to be in the trade, rather, is going to be crazy like what we've seen the last few years.
Brian Costello, New York Post. What was the reaction to bringing in Nathaniel Hackett? Some guys are not coaches. Some guys are coordinators. But even as a coordinator, at least in Green Bay, you didn't call the plays. Is there a reason to be excited about this move?
Well, if he brings Aaron Rodgers, people are going to be excited. And honestly, that was the whole reaction.
He's 0-for-1 in that department.
He is. But the reaction among Jets fans was, oh, my God, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. Here he comes. So there wasn't a whole lot of breakdown of how good a coach Nathaniel Hackett is. It was more about who he can bring with him. And you're right. He struck out in Denver on that regard. So, if you're looking to make a case for Nathaniel Hackett, you point to 2017 when the Jaguars went to the AFC title game with Blake Bortles at quarterback. And he was calling the plays that year in Jacksonville. So that's the one. He's had some – there was a lot of success in Green Bay, what you said. He wasn't the play caller there. And then, Denver – I think people, if they're defending him, the defense you get as well, Russell basically wanted to run the show there, and it was just a toxic environment in Denver. So, do you want to believe that? It's up to you. But I think when the Jets fired Mike LaFleur, they had to know this was not going to be a job that people were lining up to take, right? They have no quarterback. Like, they could get one, but they have no quarterback at the moment. And the coaching staff has no security. They're entering their third year. So it's make or break year for the coaching staff. So that's a tough sell if you're out there and if you have options. And if you can go with a coach who's just getting hired and you think you're probably going to get 3 years, you're going to go there. Or if you're going to – the Chargers had an offensive coordinator opening. Oh, let me go work – do I want to work with Justin Herbert or go over work with the Jets who knows who the quarterback's going to be? So it wasn't the most attractive job. So I think, someone like Hackett was who they were going to get.
Good old professional interview from your man, Bart G. Winkler. Tomorrow, Ryan Horvath. I'll try to come up with something else, too. God, I don't know. Maybe I'll replay the Jets interview again. The best part about the podcast is if you're like, oh, Bart's going to play his interview with the Jets, I don't want this. Fast forward it. I don't care. You clicked, it counts. I'm fine. That's all I got to say. I don't even know if I need to do this tag. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off your order. Bye.